Good morning, church. This week we will be going through Psalm 23. This psalm contains 6 verses, and we'll be going through a verse each day. As already hinted, we are looking at verse 1 only. However, we will be reading the entire psalm. Psalm 23, verse 1 to 6. A psalm of David, it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. He leads me on paths that are right for the good of his name. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid because you are with me. Your rod and your walking stick comfort me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour oil on my head. You fill my cup to overflowing. Surely your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." Some of David's psalms are full of complaints, and some deep display considerable violence to his enemies. Psalm 23, however, is different in that David lists the benefits of God as his shepherd. Having been a shepherd boy, he used the experiences of his youth to relate to the reader what God meant to him by revealing his character and his response to the flock, as it were. An old man told me a story about some of the local farmers who let their livestock graze everywhere and freely without any care of the herd boys. He finished his story by saying in Sesotho, "Habalemo hoyori, chelte ya bona ituteng etsamaya fela tuteng. Ho tsona fela le bank account ya bona highly tuteng." Loosely translated, these farmers don't realize that their wealth is left out in the open. It is the same as having their bank account being left out in the open field without any protection from thieves. Every livestock owner knows that his livelihood and wealth are locked in his flock. Unlike God, God does not need us for the material gain or wealth, but he wants us for fellowship and community. His greatest gain and pleasure are derived in the intimacy believers ought to have with him. If anything, we are the ones who benefit the most by responding to his loving mercy and his gentle coaxing through the Holy Spirit to be in a relationship with him like David knew intimacy with him, to a point where he can declare, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Historically, God used prophets to communicate with the nation of Israel, and in some of his communication, he used different metaphors to communicate his love and intent to them. One of those metaphors is one of Israel portrayed as a flock and God being the shepherd. This was supposed to be understood as God lovingly taking care of the people he loved. In Isaiah 40, verse 11, he says, "He takes care of his people like a shepherd. He gathers them like lambs in his arms and carries them close to him. He gently leads the mothers of the lambs." The prophet Isaiah mentions he takes care of his people like a shepherd. The primary role of a shepherd towards his flock is really looking for the welfare of his flock. Some of the prophecies about Jesus describe him as a shepherd, and in John 10, verse 11, Jesus himself says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." In this psalm, David defines confidence of a believer in his God. This confidence leans heavily on the character of God as a shepherd. David portrays God as a reliable shepherd capable of taking care of those who love him. What does a 21st century believer have to do to build his confidence to the same level as David's? The words of Jesus are just what we need to hear to bring us to the place, to the same power as David's declaration. I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. This verse is an invitation to every believer to draw us to get to know the character of God in such a way that we will be confident in the reliability of the God we serve. The God we serve is willing to place his life in harm's way for the sheep. This action is both a confidence booster and a confidence builder. Psalm 100 verse 3, know that the Lord is God. He made us and we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep he tends. David's declaration in verse 23 is cemented by knowing that God owns him and he is okay with him to be divinely owned by God, for he knows that God will not act contrary to his loving goodness towards him. Do you lack confidence in boldly declaring, the Lord is my shepherd, I have all I need? As we engage with this this week, let us engage it with it for a greater revelation of who God is in our lives. As we go through this week, we will look at how God the Shepherd has gone the extra mile for those who love him and even those who do not seem to deserve his love. God bless you till we see you again.